RSM Central's Form Express.
Time for the Form Express. We'll start off with the Friday meetings and this afternoon's meeting in the Gallops in Victoria is at Geelong. Here's Glenn Ingram with his best bets.
Best, race 6, number 1, Aquila Valare. Best value, race 4, number 14, Thought Prime. Quaddy, 1, 2, 6, 8 and 9 into 1, standing out the second leg. Third leg, 10, 14, 15. Last leg, 2, 4, 8, 11, 14 and 17. And our play of the day, race 7, Box Quinella, 10, 14 and 15.
And Matty Allison has Runaway River going around in race number 8. He's got a good team in today, Matty Allison, but he believes Runaway River is his best in race number 8.
She's probably a bit better than what her record shows. She's just had a few niggles along the way. She's, you know, reasonably lightly raced for a rising 5-year-old mare. And seems bright and well and trained on really well from that first up win. And I couldn't see why she wouldn't run well again.
Let's hear Nick Quinn's best bets there at Cranbourne.
I've got two best bets and each way and two quaddies. Best bet, race 3, number 1, Fazabeel. Next best, race 7, number 6, Sparkling Blue. My best each way, race 4, number 6, Songo. And two quaddies. This one would cost $28 for 100%. First leg, 3 and 5. Second leg, Field. Third leg, 6 and 7. And then the fourth leg, the 10 only. The other quaddy, the exact same numbers for the first three legs. That's 3 and 5 in the first leg. Field in the second. 6 and 7 only in the third leg. And then the fourth leg coming home with numbers 1, 2, 7 and 10. That would be $128 for 100%, Michael.
So repeating Glenn Ingram's best at Geelong, race 6, number 1, race 4, number 14, and Nicholas Quinn's best at Cranbourne, race 3, number 1, race 7, number 6. His best value is at race 4, number 6. And the Sultan Dave Strelaw this morning on RSN Central gave a really good push for Smoke and Holly. That's race 1, horse number 4 in the opening race there at Cranbourne. The racing at Canberra, Ian Humphreys has done the form for us there. Good morning to you, Ian.
Good morning, Gareth.
Take it away with your best bets and a quaddy, please.
Yeah, mate, we'll start race 4, number 3, pending. Got back and made plenty of ground last time. Didn't have much luck. The metres, looks well suited. He's about $4.20, which I think is very good value. So making the best, and then we'll go to race 5, number 7, Divine Miss. Had a big chance last time and favoured at Wagga, but ran well. He has a good record at this track and distance, so this looks a little easier today. So here's the second special, race 5, number 7. McQuaddy, the first leg will take numbers 3, 4, 7. Second leg, 1, 3, 4, 8 and 9. Third leg, just 2 and 3. And come home with 3, 4, 7 and 13.
So race 4, number 3, race 5, number 7 for you at Canberra this afternoon, Ian.
They're the ones, Gareth.
Good on you, mate. Good luck.
Thanks, mate.
They're racing in Inverell as well in New South Wales. Hal Walter joins us to preview this card. Hello to you, Howard.
G'day, Gareth. How are you going?
Good, thanks, mate. Where do we start with your bets?
Race 4, number 6, Gracious Gracie. Now, she's a 12-start maiden, but she's placed on 6 occasions, including just 2 starts ago when second at Wyong. The previous start to that, she was fourth at Newcastle. Now, Newcastle and Wyong form is better than Inverell class, and she's got pace to overcome the alley. Should settle in the first 3 or 4. So race 4, number 6, Gracious Gracie. And won at a bit of odds in the last race. I thought it was a very easy race to win. Race 8, number 9, All Too Holly. Chased home a handy horse in Proviso last start. Proviso would be winning this race just as comfortably. So from barrier 1, Michaela Weir aboard. She ran about the $12 each way mark, All Too Holly. So I'll make her the other one worth having a go on at Inverell today. Quaddy, start off with 2, 5, 12, 5, 7, 9, 10, 1, 3, 10, 14, 2, 4, 9, 12.
Good on you, mate. Good luck.
Cheers. Have a great weekend.
Same to you, mate. There's Howard Walter. So race 4, number 6, race 8, number 9 at Inverell for Howard. Townsville, geez, Michael Charge was seeing them beautifully at Cairns yesterday. Let's hope he can continue that form in his own backyard there at Townsville. Hello to you, Michael.
Good morning, Gareth. Yeah, that felt like an eternity ago. That was Monday. I was Rocky yesterday.
Oh, Rockhampton, yesterday. Sorry. You were seeing them beautifully, mate. At Rockhampton, I should say.
No rest for the wicked,
no.
Mate.
All right. Oh, no, you're a busy man. Take it away, mate.
hopefully we can keep going today. It's a very good program, a little bit overcast, but best bet on the program comes up in race five. That is horse number four, Wine Talks. We know it does. And Ryan Wiggins in the saddle. This horse has got good ability, and I know Wiggins has got a massive opinion of it. I think they found the right race for him today, so he'll be winning. Race five, horse four, Wine Talks. Two value bets for you. First one of those comes up in race three. That is horse number 13, which is classic enough. This horse resumes, trial well, the mare, and I thought she was pretty good last campaign. And again, each way shop on the minimum, I think she's a good bet. So race three, horse 13, as they play with the PA here on track. The other value bet comes up in race eight, horse number 9, it's a feature, the Jewel. It's a great race. Race eight, horse 9, and I speak of Lord of Light, had no luck at all here last start. But I think if he gets enough speed on today, he can get to the outside and absolutely launch late. So race eight, horse 9, Lord of Light, the other value. Quaddy for you, Gareth, kicks off in race six, first leg 2, 8, and 5. Second leg, race 7, I'm 3, 7, and 8. The third leg is that good jewel race, race 8, I'm 9, 8, 3. And to bring us home in the last, it's a ripping open, but I've shopped a bit of value here. Race 9, last leg, 14, 13, 7, 16. Almost like bingo.
Good on you, Chargy. Go and get there, mate.
Thanks, mate.
There's Michael Charge there looking at Townsville. We'll quickly fit in Luke Humphreys about the trots tonight at Ballarat. Hello to you, Luke. Take it away with your best bets and a quaddie, please.
Yeah, will do, Gareth. Yeah, both best bets have come up fairly short. They both opened $1.50 and have come in a bit, so it might be best to just put them in a multi or something. But race four, number 7, Can't Come to Cars. They was able to win first up for the Emma Stewart stable at Maribara 7 days ago. I think he can follow up in race four, number 7. And in race 9, number 6, Heavenly Sign, another Emma Stewart prepared horse. That was third in the group one behind Just Hope at Melton 7 days ago. She should be able to score in race 9, number 6. And they probably both should be a tad shorter. So I think they can both win race 4, number 7, race 9, number 6. The value is race 8, number 5, goes to time. Quite big odds, but I didn't have much luck last start. Was a good win of the start prize. I think he can go well in race 8, number 5, at big value. Quaddy, first leg race 5, 6-1 out. Second leg race 6, 3 and 5. Third leg race 7, 1, 6. Fourth leg race 8, 1, 2, 4, 5, 6. That's $20 for the full unit, Gareth.
Good on you, mate. Good calling.
Thanks, mate.
There's Luke Humphreys. Race 4, number 7. Race 9, number 6. Race 8, number 5. His best value. The set at Hillsville. For the second, he's James Vandermaat. Our greyhound expert, Georgie Frugier, joins us now on the Friday Form Express. Hello to you, George. First of all, what a night last night. And congratulations. I know that victory by Untapped in the RSN 927 Cup, Sandown Cup, meant a lot to you. She was a draft dog, and I know Greg Miller was there as well, and it gave a lot of joy to a lot of people there last night, and a great training performance too, by one of the really good guys of the racing industry in Dustin Drew.
Yeah, mate, yeah, good morning. And, yeah, you only have to see the reaction on Facebook to realise how popular Dustin is. He's done an amazing job with that girl. And, look, she was really challenged by a bona fide superstar in Jarek Bale, and the way she held on was outstanding. You've seen some of the first-time owners there, Gareth, and they had an absolute ball. So it was a terrific night of racing. Ripaki Rocks continues to improve as well, mate, as the Group 1 Harrison Dawson winner. He had to do it pretty tough, but I think the story of the night's how she's fast. I mean, she's continually getting faster. Jackie Greeno walked past and she said, I just can't believe the time in 28.81, which was just unbelievable. Yeah. 5.03 early, Gareth, that set it up, didn't it?
It was so exciting to watch her. We've seen her a few times in the flesh, but last night, I mean, there was a small doubt she drifted in the market whether she could cross some quick greyhounds drawn to her inside, but boy, she's just magical to watch when she's at top speed. She's a pearl, and while she's fast, let's organise a match race, Georgie.
Yeah, look, it's interesting, isn't it? And yeah, look, when she first started, Gareth, as you know, I've seen some dogs that have gone really fast when they're young at Sandown Park, but it doesn't necessarily guarantee group success for you. What she's added to her arsenal is that she's taken probably a length off to the post the first time, Gareth. So she starts running 502s, 503s. And remember, even through the launching pad series, she did it from awkward draws, Gareth. If she draws box one or two and she starts doing that and running 28.81, we're talking sort of Aston Rupee-like. I mean, that's how dominant she is. She's a Pearl is automatic out of the boxes. I think there's going to be enough groundswell here where we get a match race happening, for sure.
Can't wait. 16 starts, 11 victories, and she's won over $1 million. Well, she's fast. She's the greatest advertisement at the moment, I think, anyway, for Greyhound Racing. Now, we need a winner at Bendigo and Traralgon. We'll start off with Bendigo.
Yeah, we will. Just quickly, Gareth, I know it's a little bit away, but can you imagine them both facing off in a Phoenix in December? Wow.
Good luck trying to get them.
Yeah, that's right. So now, Bendigo, we'll start off. We've got three that we like. We'll start off with one of Anthony Azzopardi's, race four, number eight, a greyhound called Hometown Hero, who started his career running very good time at the Meadows. He slowly stepped up in distance. He led last week, got run down, but I just think he'll be fitter for the run here and be hard to beat, race four, number eight. Race five, number six, is probably the each-way play here, Let It Rain. We've tipped it a few times. Good second last start. Look, I know the box draw is a little bit sketchy, but it's got a good record over 500 metres, race five, number six. And race nine, number five, Red Reactor, I thought was the best of all of them there at Bendigo. A very, very good greyhound on his night. Run 29.40 at Sandown, coming from well back from an okay draw. Since then, raced against the likes of Jungle Panther and King of Calypso, who are a group class greyhound. So I think Red Reactor is a big chance there today. Geelong tonight, mate.
Oh, sorry,
race
Geelong.
Geelong tonight. Race six, number six, Ferocious Katie for Team Delbridge. I like her chances. She's got a lot of speed. Again, should be able to offset the box draw because she's a get-out-and-go type. We've seen her do that on numerous occasions. And the one I really like, race 12, number eight, Jake Scar. I don't mind where he's drawn here. His record over 400 metres is good. He won recently in good time, and I think he can do it again. So just a recap of the numbers. Geelong, race 6, number 6, race 12, number 8. At Bendigo, race 4, number 8. Race 5, number 6 is an each-way play, and race 9, number 5, Red Reactor.
Good on you, Georgie. Well done last night.
Talk soon, mate.
There's Georgie Ferugia. It's 11.52. That's the Friday Form Express. We'll take a break, and then it's a big Metro Form Express as we preview all of the big meetings and all three coats.